Welcome back, everyone. I'm John, your host for another DBM Academy podcast, your daily source for all things blockchain and digital currency. Last week, all eyes were on Washington, D.C. for what was dubbed Crypto Week.
That's right, John. The U.S. House of Representatives was busy passing several significant crypto-related bills. We saw the Clarity Act, the Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act, and the Genius Act all get through. The Genius Act, which is all about stablecoins, is now even on its way to the president's desk.
That's right, Sarah, but the main event and what we're going to break down today is the Clarity Act. It's being called the most important piece of crypto regulation in the United States to date, and the DBM community are watching things closely as we develop our digital businesses in line with these new operating rails.
So what's the big deal with the Clarity Act? For years, the crypto world has been stuck in a regulatory tug of war between the SEC and the CFTC. The Clarity Act aims to finally draw some clear lines in the sand.
Exactly. It introduces key definitions for terms like digital asset and digital commodity. Here's the core idea. If a token is tied to a centralized project, it's considered a security and falls under the SEC's jurisdiction.
That's right, John. But, and this is the crucial part, if a token is part of a mature decentralized blockchain system, it becomes a commodity regulated by the CFTC. The bill even allows for a token to transition from a security to a commodity as its project evolves and becomes more decentralized over time.
Wow. That's a huge step. So the bill tries to define what decentralized means, suggesting that a system isn't controlled by a single person or group, and defines a control person as someone with 20% or more governance power.
It's a good attempt for sure, John, but we see that these definitions are still a bit vague and will likely be the subject of much debate going forward. The act also brings in important protections like standards for keeping customer assets separate and preventing fraud, exactly the safeguards we and the DBM community want to see.
Exactly. Now, let's talk politics. The Clarity Act passed the House with strong support from both parties, which is a rare sight these days. But now it heads to the Senate, and that's where things could get interesting. Senators from both sides have different takes on consumer protection and anti-money laundering provisions.
So what's the timeline? We could see the bill pass by the fourth quarter of this year, but that depends on how the debates and any amendments go.
And the impact on the market. If this passes, the long-term benefits could be massive. Ending this regulatory uncertainty is expected to attract a wave of institutional investment and really encourage crypto innovation to stay and grow within the U.S. Well done to all in DBM who have been stacking Bitcoin and select digital assets over the years.
It seems like a pivotal moment, John. The Clarity Act could finally provide the clear crypto-specific regulatory framework the industry has been asking for. We are sure this will be duplicated globally in coming years, bringing even more liquidity to the digital asset space.
Absolutely, Sarah. Onwards and upwards for us all. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the DBM Academy podcast. As ever, be sure to prepare and capitalize on these geopolitical moves. We are front running the money supply for sure. See you in the DBM.academy workspaces and workshops for guidance and support from our expert coaches.